standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants will be in a listen-only mode for the duration of the call. During the question-and-answer session, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one. I would now like to turn the call over to David Korman. You may begin.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone, and good afternoon. We're glad you could join us for this webinar focused on NSF Cyber Physical System Program Solicitation. I'm David Korman, Program Director for the CNS Computer Network and Systems Division in the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate at NSF. Before we start, I wanted to discuss a few housekeeping guidelines. The webinar will be 1 hour in duration. We will present for approximately 40 minutes, and then the remainder of that time will be dedicated to a question and answer session with participants. That said, please save your questions until the end of the presentation. The Q&A session will be guided by the operator, so please follow the instructions from them for that part of the webinar. We have a large number of participants on the call today, so there may be a delay before you get an opportunity to ask a question. A few frequently asked questions, FAQs, have been pre-populated by us and will be reviewed at the end of the webinar. A summary list of the questions and answers will be published on the CPS solicitation homepage within the next 3 weeks. To kick off today's webinar, I want to introduce the division director for CNS in the CISE Directorate, Dr. Ken Calvert. I also have with me Dr. Keyshawn Behidi, Program Director in the Directorate of Engineering in the Division of Electrical, Communications, and Cyber Systems, ECCS. Dr. Bruce Kramer, Program Director and Senior Advisor in Engineering in the Division of Civil, Mechanical, and Manufacturing Innovation, that's CMMNI. Dr. Stephen Thompson, representing the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, NIFA, for the United States Department of Agriculture. Dr. Christopher Hartshorn, representing the National Cancer Institute from the National Institutes of Health. And Program Directors in CISE, CNS, Dr. Faye Cobb-Payton, and Dr. Jonathan Sprinkle. Now I'll turn it over to Ken to present the context and go over the details of the solicitation.
Good afternoon, or good morning, for those of you in other time zones west of here. Thanks again for your interest today. CPS refers to engineered systems using computation and communication that are deeply embedded in and interact with physical processes to transform the behavior and capabilities of physical systems. The goal of the program is to develop the core system science needed to engineer complex CPS upon which people can depend with confidence. In the webinar today, we'll provide an overview of the CPS program before discussing details of the 19-553 solicitation. That discussion will include research challenges, information on projects, and partnerships within federal and other agencies, as well as the opportunity for transition to practice supplements for projects. Project description sections that are required, resources that are available, and frequently asked questions. First, some background on the history of the CPS program. NSF released the first CPS solicitation in fiscal year 2008. There are now more than 300 active projects in the CPS program, representing a cumulative investment since 2008 of more than $332 million. CPS are engineered systems that are built from and depend upon the seamless integration of computation and physical components. CPS tightly integrate computing devices, actuation and control, networking infrastructure, and sensing of the physical world. The systems may include human interaction with or without human-aided control. CPS may also include multiple integrated system components operating at wide varieties of spatial and temporal timescales. They can be characterized by architectures that may include distributed or centralized computing, multi-level hierarchical control, and coordination of physical and organizational processes. Advances in CPS should enable capability, adaptability, scalability, resilience, safety, security, and usability far beyond what is available in the simple embedded systems of today. CPS technology will transform the way people interact with engineered systems, just as the internet has transformed the way people interact with information. CPS are driving innovation and competition in a range of sectors, including agriculture, aeronautics, building design, civil infrastructure, energy, environmental quality, healthcare and personalized medicine, manufacturing, and transportation. In fiscal year 2019, NSF is working closely with multiple agencies across the federal government, including the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, NIFA, the National Institute, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, the Department of Transportation, or DOT, and the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Key goals are to identify basic CPS research directions that are common across multiple application domains, including those with high potential for later transition to practice. NSF is also working with the German Science Foundation, the Deutsche Forschungsgesellschaft, or DFG, to support research in the networked CPS area. Now I'll turn it back over to David and the rest of the team to present the context and go over the details of the solicitation.
Thank you, Ken. The CPS solicitation, NSF 19-553, is different from previous solicitations. This year, the deadline is 60 days after release for small and medium projects, which is shorter than the typical 90 days after release. We also, for the first time, have separated the frontier deadline from those for small and medium proposals. For the frontier projects, the submission window is September 12th, 2019 through September 26, 2019. Other changes include, first, the medium project budget cap has increased compared to last year and is now $1.2 million. Transition to practice budget has changed, and today it has a maximum of $400,000 or one-third of the project award, whichever is less. More details are provided in the solicitation. As Ken mentioned, the NSF CPS program has entered into a joint effort with the German Research Foundation to encourage collaboration between U.S. National Science Foundation PIs and DFG PIs. Broadening participation was already required for frontier projects, and starting this solicitation must be in place for medium projects by the time of this award. The focus area of smart and connected communities has been reintroduced for this solicitation. And finally, there are several specific sections or subsections that must be included in the project description, including two research-focused subsections in the research description that must be included for the proposal to be reviewed. Please take these conditions seriously. In particular, the research focus is intended to be a discussion that indicates where significant CPS research will be. It is extremely important to pay attention to the due dates of this year's solicitation. The submission window dates, as always, are due by 5 p.m. submitters local time. The window opens for small and medium proposals April 1st and closes April 12th. It opened September 12, 2019, and closes September 26, 2019 for Frontier Proposals. Now I will introduce Keyshawn Behiti, Program Director in ECCS, who will talk about the 2019 CPS Research Challenges.
Thank you, David. For CPS proposals to be competitive, it is essential that proposals not simply describe the development of CPS, but also emphasize the areas of CPS-focused research contributing to this development, in which novel and foundational research contributions are being made. Therefore, we ask proposers to consider the CPS research impacts arising from the following challenges. The question essential when addressing emerging spaces driving new CPS concepts are, what are the new areas of CPS research are emerging as we consider the intertwining of social and technical dimensions of research? What are the impacts of new concepts found in application domain? How do we approach control, computation, and networking scale downward to micro-scale systems or upward to societal scale systems? The program essentially welcomes projects in this area that explore the next generation of CPS applications. For highly dynamical systems, think about what new CPS research ideas emerge as we consider systems and systems of systems with highly dynamic behaviors spanning spatial, temporal, and component dimensions. Examples of such systems are found in agriculture as well as in critical infrastructure applications domains. Now we can research how can we translate the research to these domains, other domains, from one domain to another domain. For CPS and data revolution, the proposal needs to address what new challenges emerge as we move from model-driven CPS fundamentals into an integrated data-driven model-based approach. How can such an approach change perspective on verification and validation, which is critical to CPS? How does it transform our perspective on systems where concept of modeling may be challenged dynamic and uncertain behavior? And also some systems may have only limited observables. For CPS security, the proposal needs to address what makes CPS security different than the traditional cybersecurity research. What are new directions, or does CPS introduce new risks at the intersection of cyber and physical space that promise higher levels of security than those obtained by just doing physical or cyber security methods? Internet of Things, devices sense and communicate information and in some cases act upon information. Their rapid emergence brings potential benefits to consumers and opportunity for huge economic growth, but also presents very important challenges in security, safety, and also privacy. How can CPS research enable a vision of Internet of dependable and controllable things while preserving the potential benefits of IoT? Finally, CPS technologies are central to achieving the vision of smart and connected communities, which spans many sectors and many disciplines, including important attributes of efficiency, safety, security, and positive impact on the quality of life within cities and many communities. Projects with smart and connected communities focus must address a foundational research that advance also the cyber-physical systems. Projects are encouraged to include demonstration of pilot activities designed and carried out together with one or more communities, and must explain how the impact of the activities will be measured. Next, Bruce Kramer, a program director in the Director of Engineering in the Division of Civil, Mechanical and Manufacturing Innovation, or CMMI, will explain the classes of projects in greater details. Bruce.
Thank you, Kishan. So this year there will be three classes of projects: small, medium, and frontier. The proposer is expected to describe in the project description how the project fits within the selected category in terms of its scope and goals. Small projects may request total budgets of up to $500,000 for periods of up to 3 years. They are well suited to exploration of emerging and innovative ideas with substantial potential for impact. Proposals for small projects are required to clearly describe why and how the research, if successful, will influence the field of CPS. Medium projects may be requested with total budgets ranging from $500,001 to $1.2 million for periods of up to 3 years. They are well suited to multidisciplinary efforts that accomplish clear goals requiring an integrated perspective spanning multiple disciplines. Proposals for medium projects must describe how the research requires a multidisciplinary approach. The research plan must include validation of theory through demonstration in a prototype or a testbed. Frontier projects are the largest projects. Frontier projects may be requested with total budgets ranging from $1.2 million to $7 million for periods of 4 or 5 years. The proposal must clearly identify and address critical CPS science, engineering, and/or technological challenges that cannot be achieved by a set of smaller projects. Frontier projects should push the boundaries of CPS well beyond today's systems and capabilities. The goals, scale, and degree of integration of the proposed research must clearly require this major investment. The research plan must include validation of the theory through demonstration in a prototype or a testbed. Additional requirements, including sharing results, testbeds and artifacts, the use of the CPS virtual organization, an educational plan, and a broadening participation plan are discussed in detail in the solicitation. And now I'd like to turn the program back to David Corman.
Thank you, Bruce. NSF is working closely with multiple agencies across the federal government, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, NIFA, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Department of Transportation, DOT, Federal Highway Administration, and institutes from the National Institutes of Health, including the National Cancer Institute, National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering, and the National Center for Advancing Translational Science. The key goals are to identify basic CPS research directions that are common across multiple application domains, including those with high potential for later transition to practice. NSF is also working with the German Science Foundation to support research in the network CPS area. Next, Dr. Stephen Thompson, who is representing NIFA, will be explaining the collaboration between NSF and NIFA in greater detail.
Thank you, David. The collaboration with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, or NIFA, is pursuing an aggressive research agenda to meet the grand challenges for agriculture and society. These challenges have a common underlying theme: delivering food, fiber, fuel, and feed within a changing and variable global climate, while reducing agriculture's environmental footprint and managing biotic threats to production. NIFA has embarked on a multi-horizon research agenda that is addressing these challenges. Foundational and applied research in CPS are an important element of this agenda. These CPS efforts address USDA goals indicated in the website, including protecting animal and plant health, enhancing conservation planning, ensuring lands and watersheds are sustainable, healthy, and productive, and mitigation of wildfire risk. Projects are expected to engage academia, industry, stakeholders, users, students, and other organizations to identify critical research needs and to conduct both basic and applied research. For this solicitation, NIFA encourages projects that advance science and technology applied to smart and connected communities, both rural and urban, and to real-time agricultural data analytics and control. While other applications of CPS in agriculture might be considered, strong preference will be given to these two topics. Please refer to the solicitation for additional discussion. David will now explain the collaborations between NSF, DHS, and DOT.
Thank you, Stephen. The collaboration with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Science and Technology Directorate, Homeland Security Advanced Research Projects Agency, HSARPA for short, encourages research and development in cybersecurity to enhance the resilience of critical information infrastructure. HSARPA seeks to develop and transition new technologies, tools, and techniques to secure systems, networks, and infrastructure. Its research interests span a broad range of technology maturity levels, ranging from foundational research in cybersecurity technology to development and transition to practice. HSARPA has particular interest for the CPS program in security technologies relevant to CPS and IoT, CPS related to automotive and heavy vehicle, as well as CPS related to emergency response and building automation are considered especially relevant for HSARPA. Relevant technologies include cybersecurity approaches for guarding against malicious attacks on cyber-physical systems, as well as diagnostics and prognostics that aim to identify, predict, and prevent or recover from faults. HSARPA is interested in CPS technologies that address privacy concerns and manage the use of sensitive information while protecting individual privacy. Validation, verification, and certification that speed up design cycles while ensuring high confidence in system safety and functionality also align well with DHS interests. More information about relevant DHS science and technology cybersecurity technology interests can be found on the website and in the solicitation. Our next collaboration is with the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration. FHWA, Federal Highway Administration, has interest in research and development that provides improved safety and mobility in the development and operation of the highway system. At the same time, CPS for highway transportation must be scalable, reliable, adaptable, and secure, while also being cost-effective. The following are examples of how CPS research could respond to public needs across transportation and other domains. These include traffic management and control systems, leveraging the differences between machines and people in sensing, analytics, and control, increasing safety and convenience for vulnerable travelers, and technologies that extend the life infrastructure life cycle and reduce costs through automated maintenance. Solution in these areas, presented as illustrative examples here, should keep in mind the open nature of the transportation system, as well as legacy components and the distributed nature of asset ownership and operations. Solutions in additional areas aligned with DOT interests are also welcomed. Federal Highway also encourages leveraging existing tools and infrastructure for connected and automated vehicles and real-world data, including the use of the CARMA. Additional motivation, examples of DOT interests, and more information can be found at these websites. Next, Christopher Hartshorn, who is representing the National Cancer Institute for the National Institutes of Health, will be explaining the collaboration between NSF and NIH.
Thank you, David. The National Institutes of Health expects to fund two general types of research projects under this solicitation, small and medium. Applications being proposed should be relevant to the missions of the participating NIH institutes, specifically NCI, NIVIB, and NCATS. The NIH encourages CPS research and technology development that aligns with our mission, specifically to enhance health, lengthen life, and reduce illness and disability. In this particular solicitation, NIH is interested in the development of CPS research and technology that to achieve functional independence in humans, improve quality of life, assist with behavioral therapy and personalized care, monitor or generate efficacious readouts as to the therapeutic effects of therapy, and lastly, to promote wellness or health. We understand that advances in sensors, wearable devices, and their output, patient-facing technologies, hold great promise to improving healthcare across the health continuum, from prevention to survivorship. However, and important to note, little is known at this point as to how advances in CPS can integrate these technologies and their respective interfaces to increase patient engagement and activation, as well as the downstream clinical workflow integration required. As example, one vision of a medical CPS could be the development of personalized patient care systems, which are tightly knit with other non-medical CPS systems. Such a closed-loop environment could enable optimal and timely delivery of healthcare improvements at a significant cost reduction. Several additional examples of medical CPS research and development are detailed in the solicitation. I should note that these are not an exhaustive list of potential interests, but are considered highly desirable. Applicants should describe how the ideas being proposed will address the healthcare needs of the end user, for example, healthy individuals, patient populations with specific targeted diseases, persons with disability, and or health disparity populations. And furthermore, proposed solutions should consider the amount of data produced as well as its subsequent analysis. Back to you, David.
Thank you, Chris. Our final partnership to discuss is a joint research collaboration with the German Science Foundation, DFG. This program encourages collaboration between NSF PIs and DFG PIs. The NSF CPS program will entertain medium projects from US PIs collaborating with German counterparts on foundational as well as some applied aspects of networked cyber-physical system, NetCPS for short, research. This research focus will entertain issues encompassing an ambitious vision in foundational aspects of NetCPS in general, including the setting up of frameworks for design, analysis, performance, and evaluation that account for NetCPS's multi-layered and dynamically co-evolving networks. Additional discussion on this motivation and relevant topics are further discussed in the solicitation. Projects driven by motivating example from application domains are strongly encouraged. For example, 5G wireless applications such as autonomous vehicles, healthcare and telemedicine, and the modern industrial internet, including the Internet of Things. Complementary expertise of the U.S. and German participants from different industry sectors potentially using or having an interest in the NetCPS methodology is expected. Submissions to DFG are due April 3rd, and the project descriptions and certain other documents submitted to DFG and NSF should be identical. Interested proposers are encouraged to contact relevant program directors at NSF and DFG prior to submitting proposals pursuant to this collaboration. Foundational research is transforming engineered systems and driving innovation in a wide variety of application domains, enabling new levels of economic opportunity and growth, safety, security, health and wellness, and overall quality of life in the nation's local communities. NSF is inviting supplemental funding requests for high-impact transition to practice activities that can enable ongoing CPS projects to go beyond their original planned research activities. Proposals for small, medium, or frontier projects may include a TTP option. Proposed activities under the option must not be described in the project description section, and instead must be described in a supplementary document of no more than 5 pages. The TTP option is meant to leverage the proposed research activities and ideas to move results beyond the laboratory. Proposals, including this option, should clearly describe how the results will be further developed, matured, and experimentally deployed in organizations or industries. Any software developed in this program area is required to be released under an open source license listed by the Open Source Initiative. This requirement is specific to the TTP option. The TTP funding request may not exceed more than one-third of the base award amount or $400,000, whichever is less. Additional details and requirements of the TTP option, including the solicitation specific review criteria and how the budget should be specified, are included in the solicitation. Proposers who submit a TTP are advised to carefully consider these criteria when designing the transition to practice. Next, Dr. Bruce Kramer will be talking about the project description for the 19-553 solicitation.
Thank you, David. The CPS 2019 solicitation requires the following sections in the project description: the research description, the evaluation/experimentation plan, project management and collaboration plan, and broader impacts. We'll go into more details in the following slides on these sections. The research description must include subsections on intellectual merit and CPS research focus. Proposals that fail to include one of these sections will be returned without review, without exception. The intellectual merit subsection is required by the NSF Proposal and Award Preparation and Processing Guide, lovingly known here as the PAPPG. The research description section must describe the technical rationale and technical approach of the CPS research. It should describe the challenges that drive the research problem. It must identify how the research integrates cyber and physical components. It must explain how the proposal goes beyond sensing and how the system, quote, closes the loop, unquote. For research focusing on tools for CPS design or verification, the proposal must show how these tools are applicable to CPS, which has cyber and physical components that close the loop. The section should describe specific activities for performing the research. It should provide the project research plan, including descriptions of major tasks, the primary organization responsible for each task, and the milestones. The research description must include a Gantt chart, which lays out the sequence of major activities and their interdependencies. The CPS research focus section of the research description is where the PI describes the specific core research areas as previously described, in which the novel and foundational research contributions are being made. This section must also explain how the project research fits the program description for the class of proposal, that is, small, medium, or frontier. The project description includes the evaluation/experimentation plan, which describes how the research concepts proposed will be demonstrated and validated. It should present metrics for success, identify critical experiments, and describe how the research will be demonstrated, including through simulation, prototyping, and integration within real, including subscale, cyber-physical systems. For medium and frontier projects, the validation plan must include experimentation on an actual cyber-physical system. The project management and collaboration plan summarizes how the project team is appropriate to realizing the project goals and how the team will assure effective collaboration. It should provide a compelling rationale for any multi-institution structure of the project if needed. The plan should identify organizational responsibilities and how the project will be managed, including approaches to meeting project goals. Specific details on how the management and collaboration plan will be evaluated are described in detail in the solicitation. Note that in the case of frontier projects, the plan should also identify a single individual who will be responsible for executing the management and collaboration plan and identify any specific roles for and the amount of budget to be allocated to the project administration. Frontier projects must also include a kickoff meeting with all participants in coordination with the NSF, as well as at least annual project in-progress meetings with the NSF. For frontier projects, PIs and all co-PIs must be present in person for the kickoff meeting, and we also strongly prefer that PIs and all co-PIs for each frontier project, including collaboration projects, be present in person for annual in-progress meetings. In addition to the specific information required in the PAPPG, the broader impact section should provide plans for integrating research outcomes into educational programs and advancing CPS education. It should also describe how the research and education outcomes will be disseminated in a manner that enables the CPS research community and others to use the results in ways that go beyond traditional academic publications. For frontier proposals, the education and outreach discussion should be described in a separate section titled Education and Outreach Plan within broader impacts and must provide detail on the planned activities to explain how they have meaningful impacts. NSF has been long committed to broadening participation in computing and engineering. The underrepresentation of many groups, including women, African Americans, Hispanics, American Indians, Alaskan Natives, Native Hawaiians, Native Pacific Islanders, and persons with disabilities in computing and engineering deprives large segments of the population of the opportunity to be creators of technology and not just consumers of technology. Ending underrepresentation will require a range of measures, including institutional programs and activities, as well as cultural change across colleges, departments, classes, and research groups. With this solicitation, SIZE is expanding a pilot effort started last year encouraging the research community to engage in meaningful activities to broaden participation. This new activity builds on many of the programs, research, and resources created in SIZE's and engineering's long histories of supporting broadening participation in computation and in engineering. And it aligns with the recommendations of the strategic plan for broadening participation produced by the SIZE Advisory Committee in 2011. Specifically, for frontier proposals, a meaningful BPC or BPE plan is required as a 1-to-3-page supplementary document which will be evaluated during merit review. Further, each medium project team is strongly encouraged to submit a BPC or BPE plan. Medium projects must, by the time of award, have in place such a plan. SIZE PIs of medium proposals are therefore strongly encouraged to consider this eventual requirement as they develop their proposals and to include 1-to-3-page descriptions of their planned BPC or BPE activities as supplemental documents in their proposals. For small proposals, PIs are strongly encouraged to include plans or begin to preparing to include plans for broadening participation activities in their proposals. For more information, please visit these websites. Faye Cobb Patent, Program Director for the CNS Division in the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Director of NSF, will now explain BPC plans in greater detail. Faye, I hand it over to you.
Thank you, Bruce. As the SIZE BP strategic plan states, BPC is a community-wide effort in recognition of the fact that BPC will take more than just good intentions or business as usual to revert long-standing underrepresentation. It will take committed, focused, and sustained efforts on the part of many in the computing community. Efforts of almost all are required for change. There are three primary guiding principles for BPC efforts. First, broadening participation in computing, or BPC, requires culture change in colleges, universities, departments, classrooms, and amongst all stakeholder groups from K through 12 schools to professional organizations. Second, culture change begins with enhanced exposure to BPC through the computing community. This means including underrepresented students in research groups, collaborating with internal and or external partners to enhance student awareness of opportunities in computing, and serving as a representative to the community at large to extend the idea of who can contribute to the computing fields. Last, but certainly not least, everyone is not an expert in BPC, and therefore we encourage your approach to be appropriate to your experience in BPC efforts and the context of your research group, department, university, and relevant organizations. One size does not fit all. Last fall, a group of BPC experts met to review hundreds of BPC plans that were submitted in SIZE. After completing the reviews, a subset of the panelists wrote a white paper, which is shown in the link here, as mentioned above. It is located on the bpcnet.org site and linked from the SIZE BPC website. It is an extraordinarily useful description of the panelists' thoughts in evaluating the plans and their conclusions about the elements of a good plan. A good plan, as we've noted in the white paper, is described by four elements. These elements include 1, context. The context or problem or need to be addressed, the proposed approach, rationale, and the goals of the effort. 2, strategy or the activities, resources needed by the PIs and collaborators to ensure the project is viable and responsive to the needs and strengths of the targeted audience. Third, target or clear demographic data on the intended population. And finally, measurement and dissemination plan. To be meaningful, measurement means measuring progress made towards the PI's stated BPC goals and thoughtfully share the results so that others can learn about effective evidence-based models and strategy. To further, the white paper includes a detailed rubric which can be found in the appendix, but we recognize that all of our PIs are not ready to submit or carry out a fully developed plan. The body of the paper contains a developmental rubric that will help PIs determine appropriate next steps in developing a plan appropriate to their experience and their local context. In summary, BPC should be intentional, ongoing, and can be integrated with how you conduct nearly all of your teaching, your research service, or outreach activities, and include evaluation to address the underrepresentation gaps within the computing community. PIs are encouraged to propose BPC activities that align with existing successful programs. If your department has a BPC plan, participate in its activities. If your department doesn't have a plan, work to develop one. In addition, consider working with university-wide programs, such as the Alliance for Graduate Education and Education Program, or LSAMP, or the Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation and Professoriate Program. Consider working with local and national organizations, such as the Girl Scouts, 4-H, Computer Science Teachers Association, ACM-W, CRAW, NCWIT, IMCS, and all of the size BPC alliances that can be found on our website. You can find out more about all of these opportunities at bpcnet.org. Here are a number of resources that provide additional clarity and support for taking the first steps in determining your BPC plan. Thank you for your time and attention. Jonathan Sprinkle, Program Director for CNS Division in the SISE Directorate at NSF, will share CPS-specific resources. Jonathan, I pass it to you.
Thank you, Faye. We have more resources that could help you with more information. Our NSF CPS website provides a list of contact information for program directors affiliated with CPS. You can also get a list of funded awards, and there you can find the entire solicitation. In addition, the CPS virtual organization is an important resource at which you can find information about previous PI meetings, posters, and videos of CPS research. Here you can see the points of contact that you can also find on the NSF CPS website. The following reflective questions may help you in considering a response to the solicitation. How does the research integrate cyber and physical components? How does this go beyond a difficult domain problem? What are the challenges that drive the research problem? How does the proposal go beyond sensing? In other words, how does the system close the loop? What is the CPS research focus? What are the specific core areas of CPS-focused research in which novel and foundational research contributions are being made? How will the proposed concepts be validated? What are the metrics for success? And how are the research outcomes translated to other application domains? As we wind up the webinar, please keep in mind that you can always pose questions to cpsquestions@nsf.gov. We're very grateful for your interest in the CPS program. As we await for questions to come in from the audience, we do have a few frequently asked questions that we have already received, which we can address.
Operator, we're ready to take questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone, unmute your line, and record your first and your last name clearly when prompted. One moment as we wait for our first question. Okay, one moment. Have a question prompting. Thank you. Our first question comes from Rami Harrick from the University of South Carolina. Your line is open.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
So my question is as follows. So I saw a lot of collaborations with different governmental agencies. Is there anything peculiar between trying to put something relevant to the NSF and NASA?
So in previous years, we had a collaboration with NASA. This year, we don't have an explicit collaboration with them. However, what I would suggest is you contact one of the program directors and discuss your proposal idea, and we may be able to broker a discussion with a relevant NASA person. One of the things that you should keep in mind here is that the proposals that will be submitted are NSF proposals. So they aren't NASA proposals, they aren't NIFA proposals, they're NSF proposals that include foundational research ideas. One important point is that in your research submittal, make the various agencies that work with us are interested in ideas that they don't normally see in their own solicitations. So pay particular attention to that, and you should contact one of the program directors listed, and we can discuss your idea offline.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Shamali. Your line is open.
Hi. So my question is regarding the reviewing process. So given this is a tie-up with different government organizations, is the reviewing process going to be different for this solicitation?
So are you talking about the reviewing for various agencies or for the DFG-US collaboration? In the case of our various mission agencies that are part of the solicitation, the proposals are reviewed in an NSF panel. That panel may include reviewers who have been suggested by the mission agency contacts. So
yeah,
it will be a blend of NSF reviewers, typically be a blend of reviewers that suggested by the NSF program directors, as well as mission agency partners, but it still is an NSF panel.
Yeah, I was specifically asking for NSF NIFA tie-up, but I think you answered my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I do apologize. The next question is queued. If you've queued a question, your line is open. I could not hear the name. You've queued the question. Your line is open. I could not hear your name. Okay, our next question comes from Jun Hao Choi. Your line is open.
Yeah, hello. I have a quick question. So according to the solicitations, I can find that the one of the research areas is CPS for smart and connected communities. But as you know, we have another separate smart connected community proposals, I mean the solicitation program. So what is the main difference between two?
So the main difference is that for the CPS solicitation, we're really interested in the CPS research content within that idea that may have application in the smart and connected community application space. Whereas in the SNCC solicitation, where the emphasis is on particular research that spans both the social and technical domains. In the case of the CPS solicitation, however, we expect to see some kind of prototype or capability demonstration that's in the context of smart and connected community, if you propose to that facet of the CPS solicitation.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. If you've queued a question, your line is open. I apologize. I could not hear the name.
Lin Chan Song, can you hear me?
Yes, your line is open.
Okay. My name is Lin Chan Song. My question is regarding those CPS core area keywords. What does the design means in CPS solicitation? Because design broadly means a lot of things. In this specific scenario, what does that mean? Could we give some examples?
So in particular, the research may involve new methodologies for designing a cyber-physical system. It may include how does one include both the cyber and physical system attributes in automated design of a system or various capabilities.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone, unmute your line, and record your first and your last name clearly when prompted. One moment as I get the additional questions. Okay, our next question comes from Marco. Your line is open.
Hi. So I have a question. The medium proposals are required to have tests on a real testbed. So in which cases medium proposals should not have the TTP option?
I'm not sure I got understand the question.
So in some previous slides, you said that the medium proposals are required to have the experiments on a real testbed, right?
Right.
So in which cases those proposals should not have the transition to practice?
In a medium proposal, what we want to see is the research experimentation on a real cyber-physical system. Now, that may be a subscale system. So, for example, it may be on a subscale autonomous vehicle, not necessarily on a full-scale autonomous car or unmanned air vehicle. The choice of doing a TTP transition to practice is really independent you can have a medium CPS proposal that one has to have experimentation on a real or subscale vehicle. The TTP option for that includes how do we accelerate the maturation of that research idea so that it may transition into a higher technology readiness level. There may be an industrial or other partner that would be associated with taking that research and moving it forward in a more practice implementation. So you need to clearly have the experimentation on a real vehicle, but it's your choice whether you're going to propose to mature it further so that those ideas transition closer to practice.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Saurabh Bakshi. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Saurabh Bakshi from Purdue University. I have a question regarding the nature of panels for frontier proposals. So for these frontier proposals, are the panels expected to have application domain experts in addition to the CPS Foundation experts? And what happens if our proposal has two application domains that it targets?
So in general, for frontier panels, we choose a fairly broad range of reviewers. Reviewers that may span multiple application spaces as well as research focus areas. And we can handle projects that have applications that span multiple application domains.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Sylvia Spangler. Your line is open.
Hi. I noticed that in CPS security as a research topic, you mention security specifically, but don't go into much detail, whereas in Beyond IoT, you mentioned security, safety, and privacy. My question has to do with how safety and privacy would play within the CPS security research area.
So point is that both safety and privacy can clearly play in the CPS security space. So one might be interested in what are the trade-offs between security and privacy in a particular application domain? What are the trade-offs when one looks at the implications of designing a cyber-physical system that would include not simply security relevant, but also safety critical elements. For example, critical infrastructure. Critical infrastructure can have both safety and security implications, and there's interest within the program of research that can span safety, security, as well as privacy.
Thank you. I do apologize. If you've queued a question, your line is open. I did not get your name. Queued a question, your line is open. I did not get your name. Okay, one moment. Sorry, go ahead. Your line is open.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So this is Chi Chu from Northwestern University. I have a question about the collaboration with DFG. So to get funded, does the proposal have to be approved, I guess, by both agencies?
So that's an area that really needs to be discussed in another venue. There is a management plan that we have that describes exactly the solicitation management process for collaboration between U.S. and DFG.
Okay. So should I be following up maybe after the call with the PMs?
I would contact either Shankar Basu or me later.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. I do apologize. If you've queued a question, your line is open. I was not able to decipher the name.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Alan Bowling from University of Texas at Arlington. And to do a transition to practice supplement, I would have to do human trials or human clinical trials, and I'm wondering, would NSF support that or would it not?
So NSF typically doesn't fund clinical trials. Those are generally the purview of NIH, and I would ask Chris Hartshorn if he has any comment.
Right. So anything in the clinical trial space would definitely be something that that we support if it's a validation of the tools in a clinical trial, for example. But I would suspect under this particular program that a clinical study, not to the extent of a clinical trial, would be more desirable to us at this point.
You say it would be desirable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone, unmute your line, and record your first and your last name clearly when prompted. Thank you. One moment as you wait for any additional questions.
So thank you again for your interest in the CPS program. Please check our NSF CPS website. Please also consider serving as a CPS reviewer in our panels. And again, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to us. For our panels, a survey will be coming out soon, and I believe a transcript as well as slides from today will be posted at the location you see on the screen. If you have any questions, you can also email those to cpsquestions@nsf.gov. And finally, one last point, read through the solicitation carefully. We structured the project description to provide to us information in various categories, things like the research description, things like what specific core areas of research your project will be making advances in, questions on what is your experimentation and evaluation approach, and how are you going to manage your project and manage your collaboration. Also, we're very passionate about broadening participation in computing, as well as broadening participation in engineering. Should consider going to those various websites, looking at that material and putting together your plan for broadening participation. Thank you.
This concludes our webinar. You may now hang up and disconnect.